We're joined this morning by Ray Zaganto, the founder and CEO of Lanera International. Ray is one of the leading consultants in the tech manufacturing industries, and actually says the trade war could be seen as an opportunity for some manufacturers. Ray, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
This is a positive way to look at it, where there is lemons make lemonade, is I guess what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, really no choice, right?
Yeah, right. So what are the opportunities that might be here for folks that are being hit by these tariffs?
Well, the number one thing is that, you know, by definition and perhaps by genetics, the manufacturing sector in specific hates change. They hate uncertainty. It's just something that is not what they want to be dealing with right now. So the reality is the companies that have been historically good at coping in dynamic environments actually are still finding opportunities right now. The real issue is you have to now more than ever engage with the market, and that means engage with your clients, engage with your technology providers, more specifically, engage with your peers. There are a lot of answers and options out there for companies that perhaps they don't think exist. Manufacturers aren't coping with this alone. There are a lot of resources and a lot of opportunities available.
I know that some folks say that this is what President Trump telegraphed all the way through the campaign, that some folks should have known this was coming and may have been caught a little off guard. Do you think that in the manufacturing sector that's the case?
No question. It's particularly in supporting industry, in the Chicago area, the companies that are supplying to the larger OEMs, the big companies, the General Motors, the Fords, the Tier 2s, they have been taking steps along the way. This has been telegraphed since, gosh, I think probably April of 2017. It's been reflected in commodity prices, in steel. The market has been tightening for months. Prices have been changing. So it's definitely been on the horizon, but it's not too late to be able to deal with what's going on.
I'm curious, too, about some of the specifics here. I know you've written on LinkedIn and on your social media accounts. You just got back from China. So you've been on the ground seeing what's going on firsthand. What are the feelings, especially in China, for all of what's happening here with this tariff or trade war, if you will?
You know, one of the first things you notice, anybody that travels internationally, as soon as you get off the plane, whether it's in Asia or Europe, and you turn on the news, what you find out internationally is that the news is basically world news and a little bit about the U.S. It's the complete opposite here. So the perspective and what I see specifically in China is, while they're a little bit confused, not confused, concerned about the moves with regard to tariffs, it doesn't occupy all of their time, all of their news media. They're very much focused on continuing to grow the economy. What I did see in a lot of the newspapers and the television coverage there was about efforts to expand trade from China to other regions of the world. The manufacturing community specifically that I was engaged with viewed this more as a speed bump, not as a long-term threat to their business or their trade objectives.
In the first segment of our show today, we talked to the American Farm Bureau president and talked to him specifically about how for agriculture at least, this tariff dispute is potentially hurting the trust that we've built up with some of these other countries. Is that going to be the case, too, in manufacturing and some of these other sectors? Are we playing a game that might impact our long-term trust with these countries?
There's no question that we're getting some side eye from our international partners. The people on the ground, I continue to be nothing but courteous and helpful and wanting to engage. These are the companies I typically deal with. They get that manufacturing has been part of the global economy for a long, long time, and there's no way you're going to unwind that. Are there some near-term concerns and perhaps some trust issues? Yes, has that, from what I've seen on my recent travels, changed, you know, fundamentally the way the companies I've worked with in China choose to or wish to engage with the U.S. or other countries? No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. It's just another, it's a variable that needs to be navigated, and that's how it's being dealt with.
You know, I think it's interesting, Ray. You said earlier that there's different resources available out there, different ways to think about this and look at it. But, you know, companies have not always been open about discussing their business. How do you get a company to get out of that thinking to say, okay, let's collaborate here. Let's talk about our plans. Let's think of ideas with other folks. How do you change that thinking of among companies, especially among manufacturing companies?
And you bring up a key point there. And I've been in this industry over 30-some years, and I'm passionate about manufacturing and innovation. And what I've seen, even from years ago till now, there are companies in the manufacturing space that embrace kind of that open source, a little more open innovation type approach to collaboration. And it's the best thing for manufacturers to do is seek out those companies in their space. Go find those peers. And what they're going to discover is that those companies and the leaders of those companies are going to be very willing and open to have a conversation with them. The most successful companies throughout my career have been those that have been willing to reach out and have a conversation with their peers, with the technology vendors, and they're not afraid to go out and go learn for themselves. You know, innovation doesn't stop within the four walls of your respective organization. Get out, engage the world, and you're going to find there are some remarkable opportunities and things you can implement right now that will have a difference in your business.
We've been talking a lot here about this trade and tariff dispute, and while it may be negative and seem negative to folks, we have to remind people the economy is firing right now on all cylinders. With all of your experience, what is your gauge of the economy right now, and the gauge of things, and where it might be headed?
I think the reality is better than the news. I'm particularly bullish in the manufacturing space. What we need to do is collectively, and for those that might be struggling, is get out of our heads and as you see, engage with the marketplace. It really never has been better. The connectivity, the access to global markets. The biggest thing I see in my travels is, you know, particularly for U.S. manufacturers, don't look at it as though the whole world is coming for your customers. The reality is the whole world is open to you. What are you doing to help grow the pie that's available to you? And go get it, because it's never been easier than it is right now to be a global player. And I know of companies in the U.S. I visited them personally. I know they are globally competitive. I know of companies like that in Europe. It can be done. Don't think that it's an impossible task. There's really never been a better time in terms of economic opportunity, technological opportunity. If there's a time to go for it, this is it.
Ray, we'll leave it there with that positive, optimistic outlook. We appreciate you being here with us on the Opening Bell this morning.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
Ray Zagato, founder and CEO of Lenera International.